Blog Talk Radio.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can
I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl. Said that he is mine. That may be somebody else's testimony. Help me say it.
He saw the best in me.
Everyone else around me.
When everyone else around could only see the worst in me.
Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When
mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'll never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore, he didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you, and what did he see? What did he see? Yeah, yeah. Is there anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, for he only sees me for who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go past it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine and I am.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Thank you. Good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of my life. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday. I am super excited about the woman of God that's coming on this morning. Lady Rose from Beaumont, Texas, will be on shortly. Thank you guys for tuning in. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. The scripture for this morning is Romans 8:28. And we know that all things, God works for the good of those who love them, who have been called according to his purpose. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who has been called according to his purpose. Father, I wish you to come on this morning and have your way. Take less from the woman of God and give her more to give out to your people. Let her decrease, you increase in her. Cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God. Work through your daughter on today. Absolutely. Amen. Definitely want to give a shout out for all the countries that's listening in. United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, the United Kingdom, Paris, Japan, South Korea, India, Ireland, Portugal, Jamaica, the Netherlands, Italy, Romania, Thailand, and Hungary. Thank you guys for tuning in. We know that you can't openly praise God across the globe. But well, listen to this. You have people that's interceding and praying for you on this side. You're not in this fight by yourself. Again, you're not in this fight by yourself. Don't lose hope. Trust in God. He has you 100%. You have family over here that's praying. So don't worry about what you did last night nor this morning. Continue to focus on the word of God and know that he will always have your back. Remember, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always been right there. It's us that leave from him. He don't leave from us. Through the crazy stuff we've done, through the not forgiving people, nor forgetting who we are in God. God loves you, and don't you ever forget that. We're going to go to one more musical break, and when we'll be back, I will be bringing the woman of God on. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. You must press 1 in order to speak. You must press 1 in order to speak. We're going to go to a quick musical break, and we'll be back.
Say that again. I have been touched. Put your hand on your neighbor. Say, you have been touched. Put your hand on them. Say, you have been touched. Changed. Healed. Say this. Totally free from sin. Say that again. Totally free from. I have been touched. Changed.
Y'all say it. I have been touched, changed, healed.
Amen. Amen. I'm not going to prolong the time because the woman of God still has to work. But I'm going to present a psalm and introduce none other than Lady Rowe. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, woman of God.
Good morning. Good morning. It's a blessing and an honor to be here on this morning.
Well, the floor is yours. I have my pen and paper ready. I am ready to eat on this morning. I know that the Lord gave you a word for his people on today. So I'm going on mute, and you have your way on this morning.
Praise God. Praise God. It's a blessing and an honor, as I've already stated, to be on this morning with all the women of God, all the daughters of Zion on this morning. I pray that God encourages you through the word that he has given me on this morning. A few weeks ago, I was in study and just meditating, and I kept hearing in my spirit that the people of God in this hour have to learn how to plow through. I saw on the flyer that the apostle had given me that right now there's so many curses, women breaking curses. There's so many curses of our lives, or there's so many, and some of us, we want to ignore the thing, but there's sometimes that you see the same situation that you grew up saying, I won't be like that. That won't happen to me. And then you find yourself in that same situation that you said and pronounced at one time that you would not. So sometimes there's even things we need breakthrough. We need things to break off. We need things cut at the root so that we can advance into the things that God has designed for our lives, so we can go further than the people that were before us, so we can go deeper in the things of God. I'm going to ask all over that we would touch and agree. Yeah, we on the phone, but the Spirit of God is so powerful. We can agree on the same thing as touching, as the word says. So I'm going to ask that you would just bow your head really brief, or just touch and agree. Dear God, we come to you right now, Lord God, thanking you for this moment, this opportune moment, this Kairos moment. Lord God, we don't want to miss your moment. We thank God for the opportunity to be able to boast in you today. We thank God for the opportunity of having a relationship with you. We are privileged to be called your daughters on this morning. But Lord God, as we dive into your word today, we ask that the Holy Ghost would come in and teach us. You are the perfect teacher. I ask right now that everything in Charlene would sit down and have the back seat, and the Holy Ghost rise up among us. Holy Ghost, rise up on the front. Holy Ghost, come to the front, and you speak what needs to be said, how it needs to be said. Make it crystal clear where we can apply it to our everyday lives, where it can take root in good ground and germinate and come forth in our lives. Lord, I thank you for every woman that's hearing me right now. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, and we declare victory and your glory. Amen. Wherever you are, I ask for your hearing, that you will go to the 55th number of Psalm. 55th number of Psalm is what God gave me on this morning. And we will read two verses. We will read, I'm going to read one verse. 55th number of Psalm, and we'll go down to verse 22. And I'm seeing double. I didn't even see that before. But we're in 55, and we're in verse 22. Double. I hear you, God. Psalms 55, verse 22, and the verse reads, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. I like that verse right there. It does something in my spirit. The Bible says, cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. That's good news for somebody's hearing on this morning. And when I told you a few weeks ago, and some of you that follow me on Facebook, you know, it was just a few days ago that I did put that on our my Facebook page. It says plow through means to make slow progress through something difficult. It's to make slow progress through something that's difficult. But the thing that caught me and made my spirit leap is that its progress is still being made. I ain't gonna get no help from the saints. Progress is still being made. It may not feel like it. It may not feel like you're going forth. It may not look like you're going forth. It may not appear as so, but to plow through means the challenge is great. The challenge is difficult. The thing is laborious. I got to put forth a huge effort to be able to progress. It's slow progress, but I'm progressing. It's slow movement, but I'm still advancing forward. Everybody else seems like they're going fast, but I'm plowing through. I'm laboring, and I'm making some progress. I am making headway. I look behind me, and it looked like I only moved 2 inches instead of 2 feet, but I am making progress. Somebody listening to me should shout in your face, progress. I'm making progress. So when I thought about that plow through, and we will get back to the scripture in verse 27, the 22nd verse of Psalm 55. When I looked at plowing through and I looked at that, I thought of a lot of snow. We've all, if you have not been to parts of the world where it's a lot of snow, we've all seen it on television. We've seen that blizzards happen. We've seen that snow just, I mean, over. Night, people can, parts of the country can receive 2 and 3 feet of snow. They have so much snow. You see the plows outside and they're trying to clear the streets. They're trying to clear the sidewalks. People have snow plows where they just go down the sidewalk with this machinery so that they can clear the way so people can walk freely. People can maneuver and get around. But with the snow, even if you watch the movie or anything and you've seen people walk through snow, it takes a lot of effort. They may put forth 1 foot, and when the foot goes forward, they end up sinking into the snow. They have to high kick and high knee to make another step. They have to high knee to get their foot to go another step because it's a lot of snow. It's a lot of pushback. It's a lot of resistance. It's a lot of things that's working against me in order for me to have forward progression easily. So I have to put forth and exert a lot of energy to get out of where I am to move forward. Somebody better say I'm plowing through. I am plowing through. So when I went to the scripture, and this scripture here is David. David says, look, I'm in the midst of something. And I don't know if anybody listening on this call is like me, but baby, right about now, it seems like everybody is going through something. Some people, you can see it on their face. Some people, you can see it in their body language. Some people, you can see it on their countenance. Some people, you can see it, but other people make it look easy and they have a smile on the outside, but you don't know they catching hell on the inside. I ain't gonna get no help right there. Some people saying, you don't know how much effort I've been putting forth in my life, and I seem as though I'm not making any headway. You don't know how much effort I've been putting in my children, and I seem like it doesn't seem like they're getting any better. Seems like nothing is happening, but I want to encourage you today and tell you to plow through. Plow through. Why? Because in the 55th number of Psalm, David says, look, I can identify. I can let you know. First of all, when he opened up the Psalm, he started telling God, God, I need you to hear my prayer. And don't ignore my cry for help. I'm in the midst of something, and I'm crying out to you, God, for help. Please listen. Please answer me, and let me speak to you and tell you what's upsetting me. I don't know about nobody else, baby. I go to church. I'm saved. Yes, I'm sanctified. I'm filled with the precious Holy Ghost and that with fire. But at times, I cry out to God saying, God, I'm plowing through. I'm crying out to you. And it seems like I ain't going nowhere. It seems like the situation. situation ain't changing. It seems like I'm praying and praying and ain't nothing happening. Lord, don't ignore me. Please, please, I got to talk to you and let you know what I'm feeling. I'm coming to you real, God, and I got to let you know what's upsetting me. I got to let you know that what's happening here. I know you sit high. I know you look low. I know you're beholding the good and the evil, but God, are you forgetting about me over here? I'm going through, and I thought you was with me. I know you said you'll never leave me. I know you said you'll never forsake me. I know all of that, but why do I feel like I ain't making no progress? Somebody got to say, but I'm going to plow through. I'm going to plow through on today. David began, and all of this is in your Bible in Psalm. When you have time, you need to study the 55th number of Psalm. And so David said, well, what my issue is that my enemies, they're coming at me, they're threatening me, and when they get angry, they attack me. They bring troubles towards me. They crash it down on me, and my heart begins to palpitate. My heart is going fast. I'm getting froggish. But God, at the same time, I'm afraid I'm going to die. The enemy is out here. He's attacking me. Do you see that the enemy is out here and have all kind of traps and snares set for me to fall? Do you see, oh God, this stuff is making me mad. God, this stuff is upsetting me, and I'm feeling some kind of way. But God, I'm coming to you, and I'm asking you, please don't ignore my cry for help, because I need you, because the enemy is on my trail. Sister, I don't know what you're going through today, but I know the Holy Ghost gave me this word. You got to plow through. You got to plow through. Yes, it seems like the enemy have his hand in your business, but you got to remember to declare the word of God in your space. And the word of God says, whatsoever I do, whatsoever my hands touch, whatsoever my feet walk, my hands, it shall prosper. Why? Because I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm a daughter of Zion. I'm a daughter of the Most High God. I'm plowing through. Yes, the enemy wants to make me think that I'm not making progress, but I am plowing through. It's all right. It's laborious. It's intense. It requires a lot of effort on my part. I'm not going to sleep on it. I'm going to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning when I feel all of a sudden like my eyes just pop up. The Holy Ghost is saying, pray, 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 pray. Call out, call out. I'm hearing, I'm listening, but you got to plow through. It requires an effort on your part in partnership with what God is doing in your life. Somebody better say plow through. It appears as though I'm not making progress. Yes, you are. The devil is a liar. You are moving. You're moving forward. You're carrying your family forward. You're carrying your business forward. Everything you touch in is going to prosper. And then David begins to also, in the same 55th number, he said, Lord, I'm terrified. He said, Lord, I wish I had wings like a bird. I would fly away. I would fly and find a place to rest somewhere. I would go far somewhere. I would run away because I'm just tormented right now. The enemy is everywhere. I turn my head. He says, Lord, I'm confused. I need you to confuse their words and stop their plans. Lord, Lord, are you hearing me? So somebody today, you're feeling just like David was. Lord, is the devil going to stop? But the good news, sister, today is that God says you already knew the devices of the enemy. He told you in the Bible, and he also told you that you win in the end. You got to keep reminding yourself of what the word says. The word says me and God are more than the majority. The word says I am more than a conqueror because he already conquered. The word says no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Why? Because God already done did it. And the Bible also says every tongue that rises up, I shall condemn. That's what the Bible says. You got to declare what God said concerning you. And not only declare it, but you got to believe it to be true concerning you. God, I am am the head. My children are the head. They're not the tail. We are above. We're not beneath. My pantry is full because, God, you're Jehovah Jireh. God, you provide everything we need today. God, if it's a financial blessing, you are the provider in here. It's not about the job. It's about you being the supplier. You are the provider. You are plowing through. You're making progress, sister. Keep your head up. Keep going. Keep going. Pick them knees up. You're making progress. Yes, it's difficult. Yes, it's a lot. Yes, it's deep. But you keep plowing through. Yes, it's supposed to be anybody can defeat when it's easy. Anybody can say I win when it's easy. Anybody. But it's too many of us want to give up when it's time to plow through. It's too many of us want to give up when it feels like everything is falling apart. It's too many of us. But you got to know that the Holy Ghost is the power. The power resides on the inside of you. And that word there in the original language is dunamis. That's what we get our English word, dynamite. And anytime I've seen dynamite explode, things happen. And so you got that kind of power on the inside of you to declare a thing and it be so. To look at a thing and touch it and then come back and it's cursed, just like Jesus did to the fig tree. You have that same power because it's Jesus himself living on the inside of you. Somebody better shout, plow through in your house. So then David continued on, and David told God all about his issues. I don't know about y'all, but sometimes my issues get so heavy. Sometimes my issues increase, and when they increase, I do feel like running away. Sometimes I do feel like cutting the phone off. Sometimes I do feel like cutting them notifications off where I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't want to text nobody. I just want to recluse. I just want to get in my house, close the blinds, and not talk to anybody. I didn't even want to talk to God at times because it seemed like, God, are you hearing me? God, did you leave me? This the thing that we preach. This the thing that I declare in other people's lives. God, are you here? Do you see? And God says, yes, I'm there, but you got to learn how to plow through. Anybody can say I'm all for God when it's easy, but when the times get tough and the tough get hard, baby, that's when you got to learn how to plow through. So David went on, and David said, God, I will call to you for help around midway in Psalms 55, around 15, 16. He said, God, I'm going to call to you for help, and the Lord will save me. That's what we got to know. He says, then I'm going to start talking to God in my space. He said, I'm going to speak to God in the morning. I'm going to talk to God in the noon. I'm going to talk to God in the night. And I'm going to tell God what upset me and God and will listen to me. I have fought in many battles, he said. He said, but God had always rescued him and brought him back safely. What does that tell us, women of God? It tells us that we got to recount our history with God. You have to remember the things he did for you before. God brought you out before, he'll do it again. God is the God of an encore, is what the song says. So when we get to applaud him for one victory, he says, okay, you like that? Watch this, baby girl. I'm about to bring you out right here. But it's a partnership. If God did it for Big Mama, he'll do it for you. If God did it for Susan, he'll do it for you too. If God did it for Joe and Bob, he gonna do it for you too. God has no favorites. He has no stepchildren. He has no respect of persons. So God is consistent. If he did it yesterday, he'll do it today, and he will do it tomorrow again. That's just the good kind of God we serve. He's gooder than good and better than better. Isn't that amazing? The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. So you got to try him. But when in those difficult moments that you feel like you're plowing through, I don't see my way. The blizzard is still falling in my face. There's 4 feet of snow and I'm trying to get through. I'm trying to get through. I'm trying to get through. I don't know what what your snow is. I just heard the Holy Ghost. I don't know what your snow is. Whatever's coming your way, that's your snow. Plow through, plow through. It may be 4 feet deep. It may be 3 feet deep. It may be 5 feet deep. Baby, you got to plow through. Get your hands in there. Dig out. Dig the stuff out. Throw it to the side. Clear your path. But you are making progress. You are advancing forward. You are moving from this location to the next location. You are, says the Holy Ghost. And then David begins to say, he said, you know what? God will hear me. He said, but they never change, and they don't even fear God and respect God. The things I'm dealing with or the people that come in my way, they don't respect God. But it don't matter what other people do or what they don't believe in. What do you believe in? How about that? What do you say? Whose report will you believe is the question that God has before the believers in this season. He says, we got to learn, and that's what we were. We got to learn in verse 22. When I read that scripture, we have to learn to give our worries to God. You got to cast your burdens to the Lord. That means throw it. Baby, sometimes when you're in too deep, when you get sick and tired of being tired and sick, you grab the thing and just throw it. I don't want to see this no more. I'm tired of dealing with this. This got to get out my face. This right here got to get out my house. This right here got to get out my life. Today, right now, today. And baby, you will grab whatever it is. Sometimes you get tired in your house. You say, I'm tired of looking at this. Give me a trash can. You just start clearing out stuff. Throw this. Give this away because you're making room. That's what you got to do with your burdens. That's what you have to do with all of your worries. You got to say, I'm about to throw this on God. I can't stand it no more. I can't take this no more. I'm tired of talking about it. I don't want to see another thing about it. I'm throwing it on God, and God will care for you. When you throw it on God, God is probably sitting back and looking at us, talking about, okay, when you get tired, I'm right here. When you get tired of being sick and tired of doing it yourself, I'm right here. When you get tired of thinking you fixing something but making it work, I'm right here, baby girl. I'm right here. I've been right here. I heard you cry the first day, but you were still carrying it. I heard you cry the third day, you were still carrying it. I heard you cry the 20th time that you prayed about it, but you were still carrying it. I thought that day you were going to give it to me, but you still got up from your knees and picked it back up again. So the psalmist reminds us, give your worries, give your burden, give all those things that's on your last nerve to the Lord, and God will take care of it for you. When you give it to God, God also says there's a transfer. You give me this and watch me give you power. Give me your problem and I'm going to give you power. Give me your problem and I'm going to give you power. That's for somebody right there. Give God your problem and God will give you power. Power for what? Power to progress. Power to keep going plowing. Power to plow. Power to plow. Keep going through. Power to put your smile on your face. Power to still be able to treat your neighbor right while you're in the midst of your problem. To still be able to do everything that God told you to do while you're in the midst of plowing. When people worrying about what you're doing, what you've been doing, child, I'm plowing. I'm plowing. Now, I'm busy right now. I'm putting all my effort into plowing. I'm getting out of this. I'm coming out. There used to be a song we used to sing. Baby, y'all ain't always been saved. And it said, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. And I want the world to know. I'm going to let it show. I'm coming out. It may not look like progress to you, but I'm plowing through. It's difficult. I'm plowing through. It's been hard. I'm coming out. It's been so laborious, intensified, but I'm making progress. I'm making progress. And so the psalmist said we got to throw our burdens on God, and God will never, ever let those who are good be defeated. Baby, you win each and every time. You are not a loser. You have hope in God. Baby, God says you're victorious. Why? Because he's already overcame everything. He was at all points tempted so as we are. He knows everything you're going through. Many are are the afflictions of the righteous, but baby, God is done from them all. We have to know what kind of God we serve. We have to know who we serve, and we have to know who we are because of who we serve. We have to know, baby, I'm plowing through. When somebody said, well, I haven't seen her. She ain't told me no gossip lately. Baby, I'm plowing through. I ain't got time for this. This is trivial, but what I'm dealing with, I'm plowing through. My head is down. My feet are anchored. It's slow progress, but I'm making progress. Baby, they talking about foreclosing on the house. We making progress. That's what they say, but I told God about it. I'm making progress. On this job, I ain't worried about a job because I serve Jehovah Jireh. Why? Because I'm still plowing through. I'm making progress. I'm making progress. It don't look like it to everybody else, but I am making progress. Plow through, women of God. Plow through whatever your family has been dealing with. Plow through. Plow through. So your son is looking like he's taking on tendencies that his uncle took on. Baby, plow through. Tell it to God. Call out to God. Tell God what's upsetting you in your life. And God says, plow through. Plow through. I don't know what you're plowing through today, but we're all plowing through something. Plow through. Don't give up. Keep moving forward. You have a target in mind. There's something, there's an objective out ahead of you, and you got to keep going. Your destiny awaits you. Plow through. Plow through. Too many lives are coming behind you that are depending on you. Plow through. There's people in your family that still need to be set free. They need to be saved, delivered, and set free. Plow through, woman of God. It's difficult. God didn't assign it to the other person. He assigned it to you. So plow through. Plow through. I keep seeing all these sayings and these pictures that says God gives his most difficult challenges to his strong soldiers. Well, plow through. You so strong, plow through. Let's stop whining about it. Tell God about it and plow through. But what you got to be encouraged about today is that you're still making progress. Doesn't matter how slow or you feel like nothing changed. Yes, it did. Start saying it. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm further today than I was yesterday. I'm further right now than I was an hour ago. Encourage yourself. I'm plowing through. Y'all be blessed, women of God. Apostle, that's what the Holy Ghost gave me on this morning.
Amen, amen. Father, I want you to bless your daughter. Give back what she gave out to your people. Bless her household. Bless her husband. Bless her children and her grandbaby.
Yeah, God.
Bless the church, Lord. Continue to open doors for the woman of God. Continue to send her in the right direction and continue to use her in your way. Always bless her husband, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Woman of God, how can they reach you to come visit the church, to come hear you again, or if they want to speak and engage us, how can they contact you?
Praise God, praise God. I'm a member of Greater Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in the great city of Beaumont, Texas. We are on Facebook, Greater Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, and our physical address of the church is 1047 Gladys Street, Beaumont, Texas, and our phone number at the church is 409 area code 832-9376. I'm also on Facebook. I have a personal page, and it's Charlene, S-H-A-R-L-E-N-E, Charlene Rhone, R-H-O-N-E. I tell everybody it's phone, but with an R, Charlene Rhone. And that's my personal page. And you can reach me through Facebook. I'll always answer you through Facebook. But that is definitely, you can always reach me at church or through my personal Facebook page.
Amen, amen. Do y'all have any upcoming events that's coming in or any other speaking games you're getting ready to do for the next couple of days? Let the people know. Remember, people of God, if y'all want to connect, let me know. You can text me at 346-419-2529. I will connect you with the woman of God. Just let me know. Remember, it's not about me or her. It's about helping build the kingdom of God. What did you say, First Lady?
Amen, amen. We're getting ready for Bible school. Y'all know that's coming up. Remember our roots. We used to go to Bible school. But we do have Bible school coming up at the church June 14th, 15th, and 16th. The 14th, 15th, and 16th of June. I believe I had a flyer out through social media of a revival that was coming next week that I would be preaching, but the church did have to cancel that revival. So other than that, we do have sisters encouraging one another for us to attain success. We meet on May the 30th at the church. May 30th, we will be meeting at 6 p.m. I will be teaching sisters. So sisters, inspiring sisters to attain success, SISTAS, May 30th at 6 p.m. at the church.
Amen, amen. Thank you again, woman of God, for your yes and coming on to deliver that word. It was well needed. Remember, people of God, you're not alone in this. Women, stand up, get in place, get in position, because you're beautifully made by God. You're a daughter of a king. Just think about that. You're a daughter of a king. You're not a mistake. You're not a mistake. Thank you again so much for coming on. I know you got to get back to work. It is an honor to be connected, you guys. Again, if you want to reach her, let me know. It's not a problem. You can text me at 346-419-2529 and let me know. I say, Apostle, I need to talk to Lady Rome. No problem. I will connect you with her because, remember, it's not about me. It's not about her. It's about helping building the kingdom of God. That's all it's about. We're telling you that we know somebody that loves everybody and can save anybody. We're going to go to a quicker musical break real quick, and we'll be right back.
Okay, my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life.
Won't he do it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amen. Won't he do it? You heard the woman of God telling you to plow through. You heard her faith. Plow through. Don't give up. Before you go, First Lady, give the women something, some inspiration on today. What would you like to leave them with on today?
Woman of God, I know I heard God say, just remember to plow through. I know that it's hard. We as women, we are normally the glue to everything. We're the glue that hold the house up. We're the glue. We got to know everybody's schedule. We have to get them here. We have to get them there. We have to take care of everybody. But make sure you also take care of you in the midst of doing that. And know that you are making progress. If nobody pats you on the back, if nobody tells you you're doing a good job, you know, hey, I'm plowing through. I'm making progress. It may be slow. It may not look like the next one, but I'm making progress. I used to cuss you out. I don't cuss no more. I'm making progress. You just be encouraged and know you're not by yourself in this, sisters. You're not by yourself, women of God. God will never leave you. He won't forsake you. And as David reminded us in the 55th number of Psalm today, in verse 22, he told us to just pile, throw, just mount everything on God. He loves us just that much. Tell God all about your troubles, all about your emotions, all about things that move you. Tell God, be real with him. Just come to him correct and keep it 100. Let him know, hey, God, I need your help, and I need you to take care of this. And you just watch, watch, watch. I promise you, when you partnership with God, you will make forward progress. You will meet your destiny.
Amen. Amen. You heard the woman of God. Remember, if anybody have a question or want prayer, when you call in 563-999-3628, you have to press 1 so I know you want to say something to First Lady, or if you will have request for a prayer. It's not a problem. Again, this is not a judgment zone. What we are here for is to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. It's birthing time, woman of God. It's time for you to get in position. We don't care about what you did last night, nor this morning. Call on the Lord. He's the only one who can save you. We can help you get to that position, but he's the one that can transform your life. We are here. You're not by yourself. See, the enemy wants you to think that you're alone, but we're here to tell you you're not alone. You're not alone. There is a way, and you are worthy, and don't lose that. Don't forget that. Stay focused. We know it gets hard. We're women. And I say this all the time. It's even harder for women in the ministry that's married to men, preachers, apostles, bishops. It's even more hard because y'all don't see what we have to go through as far as protecting our husband, ourselves, our seed, the church. We have to pray extra. But see, many are called, but a few are chosen. The chosen ones are the only ones can understand that. The chosen ones are the only ones that get on their face immediately and start praying. We don't have to know in full detail what you're going through, but know that we would quickly pray. That's what it's about. We're not here to judge you. This is a no judgment zone. I'm not perfect. She's not perfect. But we know somebody who is perfect and that he will take care of and supply all of your needs. Remember, faith size of a mustard seed can move mountains. And well, two or three, he's in the midst. You don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible. You don't have to speak in tongues. But I'm here to tell you, spend some time with the Lord. And I guarantee it'll get better day by day. Now, the enemy's going to get mad. Absolutely. Because you done left him. You stopped worshiping him. I'm going to leave you with three keys. Get you a Bible. King James or NIV, get you a Bible. Find your church home where you go online, or if you want to connect with anyone that's been on here, we will connect you to that person. You're definitely welcome to join Chief Apostle and I at the Abba House International at 6705 Haight Street, Houston, Texas, 77028, and you can reach us at 346-419-2529. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the same thing. Now, again, this is very critical because you surrender your life to Christ. Remember Romans 10 and 9 states, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You speak it. You can't continue to live on Mima and Big Mama prayers. You must establish a relationship with the Lord for yourself. That one-on-one time, the intimacy with just you and him. Just talk to him like I'm talking to you, like she was talking to you. Just talk to him and hear me well. He's listening. Remember, he never left you alone for sake. He's always been right there with you. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy because you surrender your life to Christ. You're a new creature. Old things have passed away. Absolutely. But now the enemy is extremely mad because you're learning who you are and whose you are. It's a difference. Remember, get you a Bible. Find you a church home and make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the same thing. This is very critical in this walk. It's not going to always be glory days. If they tell you they not having no issues, they not telling you the truth. But one thing I'm not going to do on here is lie to you. I have to tell you the truth. Some people going to fade away from you. Some people going to fall back. That's okay. Keep your eyes and your faith on the Lord, and he will guide you in the right direction. He will connect you with people that will pray with you, not pray on you. It's a big difference. Ask God to show you who to connect with. Show you who will sincerely pray with you and for you. See, some people don't know how to pray. I'm just telling the truth. Some people don't. Some people don't know how to talk to the Lord because the people give them this idea that you have to know every word in the Bible. You have to know every word in the Bible, and that's not true to talk to the Lord. You can go to him just like I'm talking to you, and he hears you. He hears your cries. He hears you. Speak to him. Get to yourself and just, everybody have the Bible app on their phone, download it. Excuse me, play it. If you're not a big reader, download the Bible app and listen to your Bible that way. Find your gospel song, you get closer to the Lord. Because you need him. The world is in chaos right now. So much is going on in the world today. When I was growing up, none of this confusion was going on. Kids being disrespectful to elders. Kids killing kids. People going into school, shooting up the school. What? I didn't hear that in the 70s and the 80s. Not even in the 90s. But you must maintain who you are, and you're a child of God. You're beautifully and wonderfully made. Woman of God, hold your head up. You will be okay. Trust in God. Keep your armor on at all times and know that God will always be right there with you. You're not by yourself. I can't say that enough. You're not by yourself. Don't give up, woman of God. Somebody's depending on you. You heard the woman of God. Your family's depending on you. Keep plowing through. If you feel the Lord is ignoring you, Lord, what's the problem? Hey, what's up? Something's not right. I'm feeling weary. I don't hear you. Because just like he can talk to other people, he can talk to you. You have to hear. You have to know his voice. You are making progress. The woman of God said, I'm plowing through. The enemy is everywhere. You know his job is to kill, steal, and destroy? That's his job. What do you believe in? Do you believe in God? Or you believe in the universe? But I'm here to tell you, somebody's watching you and want to get closer to God and want to know the word. Lead by example. It's not going to always be happy days. Absolutely not. But make that first step just like a baby do. Make that first step to God and let him take care of the rest. And he got you 100%. As they say, you can take that check to the bank and cash it. The so-called friends will fall off. Don't worry. Don't reach back out. Leave them where they're at. Everybody can't go where you're going. Each elevation comes with more demons and less people. Remember, a prophet walk is a lonely walk. But know that God is always right there walking with you. Fall onto your face if you need to. Cry out if you need to. But stop holding in what you need to release. It's birthing time, women of God. It's other young women that need to hear what you've been through to let them understand that they can get out what they're going through. I say all the time, you're talking to, I'm the first apostle in my family, first woman apostle at the end of my family, first author in my family. I was the black sheep. Yeah, tell them about Kashima. They say save and sit in the church like you didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, I was. Gang banged, sold drugs, kicked in doors, pimped women. Yeah, I did say pimped women. That was me. But one thing I knew God loved me, because, see, I had a praying grandmother. Cora Etta Thomas stayed on her face for me. I don't know what your granny did or your mom did or whoever was over your life, but my grandmother prayed for me. That's why I'm here today to tell you that God can change anybody, because he definitely changed me. And I thank God, because a lot of people would have been taken out a long time ago, including in 2023. We're going to keep it real. Yeah. Yeah, that song, yes. Mama said, knock you out. Yeah, that was Kashima. This 5'3" is something serious, spiritually and naturally. But now I know the equipment that I have and that I can use to change my life and to let the Lord fight my battles and not me. And you can do the same thing. Remember, you're not in this by yourself. You have people on here that come on Man Up Monday as well as Women's Day Thursday that will help you, guide you in the right direction. And again, if you want to link up with anybody, please feel free to let us know at 346-419-2529. And say, Apostle, I want to connect with the woman of God that was on today. Oh, Apostle, can you have Chief to let me know who the man of God was on so I can connect with him? Absolutely. What about kingdom business and supporting one another? The Bible says love one another. If you have all with your brother, go to him. True, sometimes you can't. And that's okay. Give it to God, and he will take care of the rest. Like she said, take your hands off of it. How can you trust God and you stay worrying about something? How? That's impossible for you to do. He will give you the desires of your heart. But will you give him your whole heart? Keep plowing through, women of God. Don't lose focus. Don't give up. It's time for you, the little girl in you, to heal so the woman in you can grow. That'll preach. That was good. It's time for the little girl in you to heal so the woman in you can grow. I hope you guys was blessed on today. You can always go back and hear the replay on Worldwide Gospel Connection, as well as my page, A Lady Wrong page. You can always go back and listen in. But remember, don't lose focus. Keep plowing through. You're here for a reason. You might not be a preacher. You might not be a prophet. You might not be a pastor. But God have you here for a reason. You might be a wonderful listening ear. You might give good advice. You might cook good. You might serve good. But know that God loves you and you're not alone. Hope you guys have a wonderful and blessed day. Know that the Lord loves you and he's always right there with you. Be blessed.
You're sick in your body and you're ready to be healed. and death.